Shalom Aleichem to everybody. We have in this week's parsha the first encounter with Yaakov Avinu Esav. And we find very interesting that on the day that Avram Avinu passed away, he stated that Esav went out L'tar B'zro and he was over on all the Averas Chamuras. And yet we find no mention of it in the Torah HaKadosh. All the Torah HaKadosh speaks about is Vayivez Esav as a Bechoira. So obviously the Vayivez Esav as a Bechoira is the central major turning point event in Esav's life, which teaches us, which characterizes what Esav is. In addition to that, we find that as a result of his sale of the Bechoira to Yaakov Avinu, Al-Kain Koroshmoy Edom, he was called Edom, Adayim Hazeh, we're in the Golos of Edom. And it's very interesting that the nation of Esav is called Edom after a seemingly trivial part of the story, that he sold his Bechoira for a bowl of, we'll call it, cholent, but that's just a hechatimtza, that's just a detail in the story. And out of the whole story, the nation was called Edom, which means that somehow this detail teaches us what they are. The Medrash brings down that when Esav and Yaakov Avinu were in their mother's stomach, they had a dialogue, they had a discussion. And Yaakov Avinu said, you know, I'll take Olam Haba, you'll take Olam Haza. And Esav inquired, what exactly is Olam Haza, what's Olam Haba? And Yaakov Avinu describes to him, says the Medrash, Olam Haza, people eat and drink, they have families, Olam Haba is Ruchnius. So the Medrash says, very interesting lashon, miyad, immediately, kafar v'tchiyas ha-mesim, right away, Esav was kafar v'tchiyas ha-mesim, miyad, immediately, and he chose Olam Haza. So there are two things which need to be explained. What's the lashon of miyad, immediately, and why did he have to be kafar v'tchiyas ha-mesim? In addition, we find a similar lashon of miyad. Later on, it says that when Yaakov Avinu was coming back from Lavan, he met up with Esav, and Esav said to him, hey, I thought we made up that you were taking Olam Haba and you're taking Olam Haza. I see that you have Olam Haza also. Miyad, it says in Chazal, the same lashon, miyad, immediately. Immediately, he said, okay, so let's go half-half. Let's go half Olam Haba, half Olam Haza. And the question is again, what is the lashon of miyad? But there's a greater question. Does Esav believe in Olam Haba or he doesn't believe in Olam Haba? When he's in his mother's stomach, he's kaifer in Olam Haba, he's kaifer in Tchias HaMesim. All of a sudden, miyad, what does it mean? You believe or you don't believe? What's going on here? The Balei Musar are medayik that it says, Vayechal, Vayesh, Vayakum, Vayelech, Vayivez Esav Esabachoyra. It says he ate, he got up, and then he was mevaza the Bechoira. It's mashu that he was mevaza the Bechoira afterwards, after he finished, after he got up. The Balei Musar speak out that Esav doesn't really have an ideology. Esav's ideology is custom tailored to his taivas, to his immediate needs. So Esav was hungry. And when Esav was hungry, he wasn't able to see anything else. He wasn't able to see right. He wasn't able to see wrong. He wasn't able to see Olam Haba. But once he finished eating, he got up, went out to the street. So the Balei Musar said, people said to him, what are you, nuts? You sold the Bechoira for a bowl of cholent? So then Esav built an ideology around it to protect himself. That answers a famous question. How could Esav be mevazeh the bechorah and say that it's worthless? Halloy, Rashi brings down earlier, and Chazal brings down that Esav negotiated with Yaakov Avinu. What is it? Afterwards, it says that Yitzhak Tzaka, later on, he screamed and yelled and he said, I gave up, he stole from me the Bechor. That means Esav knew very well what the Bechor was. And he knew what it was. The answer is yes, he knew what it was, but his ideology was tailored around his typhus. And since he, in a moment of weakness, he gave away the Bechor, which he knew very well what it was, and he appreciated what it was, in return for a bowl of chalent. So in order to save face, and in order to be able to continue living on, he custom-tailored his hashkafis to his needs. He went out to the street, and then that's the pshat. That explains the whole concept of miyad. Does Esav believe in Olam Haba or not? When he's in his mother's stomach, miyad, he decides not. When he meets up with Yaakov Avinu later on, he all of a sudden decides that yes. Well, what does Esav? Well, the answer is Esav doesn't believe in Olam Haba. He doesn't not believe in Olam Haba. Esav believes in Cholent. Esav believes in Taiva, Kina, Taiva, Kovet. That's his ideology. That's the Miyad. Chazal is stressing that there's no long-term ideology. There's no long-term truths. There's no long-term Hashkofa. There's no Emes. Miyad means that Esav's sense of right and wrong and Esav's sense of truth is completely and absolutely meshubed to his momentary desires. That's why it's miyad. If at that second he sees a necessity to be koyf and tchias amesim, which is interesting, why does he have to be koyf and tchias amesim? Let him take oilam haza. The answer is, how can I take oilam haza if I know that there's oilam haba? Is miyad kofar b'tchias amesim. In other words, he's not going to take oilam haza with a guilt trip. I'm going to take oilam haza when I know that there's oilam haba, so I can convince myself that there's no oilam haba. Is miyad the minute he decided that he wants oilam haza. So miyad he decided there's no oilam haba, and vice versa when he decided oilam haba is something which is yet worthwhile. Miyad right away he believes in it, which means that The whole essence of Esav is living the momentary desire, but that's what we call in Yerushalayim a halbatzar. If you want to live the momentary desire, it's okay. But when you custom tailor your whole life view and your whole worldview and your whole hashkofa and your whole sense of right and wrong and your whole sense of emes and sheker around that, that's already a mitzias of sheker. That's what it says. The Loshon of the Ramban says, Ki ein over here in Pasuk Lamed Dalet Kein Chefetz Baksilim Rak Sheyochlu VaYishtu VaYasu Chafetzom BeItom Chafetzom BeItom Chafetzom BeItom. The Ksilim, all they do is they want to eat and drink, and they want to do what they want right now. VaLeYochushu LeYom Mocher, and they don't think about tomorrow. The Metzias of Esav is that he lives the moment now. He lives the momentary desire, but there's an added Nekud over here. VaLeYochushu LeYom Mocher is that, because Esav doesn't want to live a life without an ideology, so he custom tailors his hashkafas achayim according to his momentary desire. That's the concept of miyad. This way and miyad that way. Vayokom vayecha vayesh vayokom vayelach v'ives eves v'chora. His whole ideology, his whole hashkaf is custom tailored to his momentary taiva. Now that mitzias is a real taich of the sheker of Esav. The word Esav, says in Chazal, comes from the word shov, nothingness. Yaakov Avinu is emes, and Esav is nothingness. Esav is sheker. That's the ultimate battle between Yaakov and Esav, all the dairus. So what is the sheker of Esav? Why is he called absolute lie? The Maral speaks out that is a inyan of mechias amolik, mocha timcha zech amolik, mitachas hashamayim. The Maral speaks out that is a person has an ability, that the Klal Yisrael has the ability and the chiyuv to wipe out Amalek. The Maral says you can't wipe out something that has a metzias. You can't wipe out something that has a reality. You can't wipe out something that exists. The ability to wipe out Amalek is because Amalek doesn't exist. They don't have a Metzias. That's Shav Ba'olam. That's the word Esav. What is the Shav? The Shav is that there's no Emes at all. A person can sometimes do something wrong, but he knows that it's wrong. But a person who every time he does something wrong and every time he runs after Olam Hazadik a desire, custom tailors his Hashkafas to that. That means he's not prepared to say that I had a bad day, but everything I do is custom tailored, that's the emes, that's the ultimate checker. That means you have no sense of truth. So the reason why Esav is called checker is Esav doesn't have a truth. His whole metzias is taiva, his whole metzias is olam hazeh. There is no right and wrong, there is no ideology, there's no hashkafa, there's no sense of truth. And that's why the Esav is called Edom, because that he traded in his Olam Hazeh for his Olam Haba and Bechayra for a ball of Cholent, that's not a minor thing. That's not a trivial detail. That is his ideology. You'll ask me, what does Esav represent? What is your ideology? His ideology is Edom. His ideology is Cholent. Everything else is custom tailored to the ball of Cholent. When the ball of Cholent becomes, you know, it's one thing if a ball of Cholent is a momentary taiva, a person gets past it. But when your cholent becomes your ideology, when your cholent becomes your hashkafa, when your cholent becomes your sense of right and wrong, so that's what you are. So even though it's very degrading, but al kein karash moy edaim, it's not because he had a momentary taiva. That would not have justified calling this mighty nation after a ball of cholent. The reason why they called him cholent was because it was much more than a ball of cholent. The ball of Cholent defined his hashkafas, defined his sense of right and wrong, and his priorities. It defined his worldview. Al kein karash moy edom is certainly an appropriate name for Esav. And that's the galus that we're in. The galus that we're in is galus edom. The galus of edom is that the eating of the Cholent, quote unquote, has become more than a momentary taiva. And more than a momentary Yetzirah, it's an ideology. And not only is it an ideology, but all the sense of right and wrong and all the hashkafas are custom tailored. So many times you hear a person say this, you hear a person say that, and we don't even realize that it's custom tailored to the Edom. When a person crosses over from a momentary weakness into creating a whole worldview, that's already the world of Esav, that's the world of Edom, and Yaakov Avinu is the world of Emes. Yaakov Avinu is Ish Tam Yoshev Olam, where in the oil of the Torah, in the Beis HaMedrash, we not only stay away, but we also develop the sense of right and wrong, the sense of Emes. That's why Vayivez Esav as a Bechayra was the most critical and crucial thing that happened on that day, that he was Yotzo Tarbizro. Kol tov and a good Shabbos.